Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown.
5 minutes after 6 o'clock, this is the Piscopo in the Morning program. Joe is still off this week. He is believed to be in either Nevada or California, but we hope to get a 20 on him a little bit later today. I thought Joe Piscopo banned that song from rotation. The
Joe's not here,
song.
So that's why
I'll
play it.
You can't do that. Jerry doesn't like that when we go crazy when Joe's not here.
Why are we going crazy? We played a minute of a song.
Very strict. Very strict.
Oh, stop it.
Your music. Well, you know who we're
going to
have to.
Terrible.
Well,
to begin with.
That's not accurate. Well, you know we're going to have to ask the gentleman who Joe Piscopo has actually given power of attorney to for all things radio wise, legal wise, and you name any other way you can give someone authority to speak on their behalf. Distinguished New Jersey attorney, legal analyst, former Newark police officer, the one and only Anthony Pope, back by popular demand. Hello, Anthony.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Anthony, one of the things that's great about the digital age in which we're on the radio is we're not able to tell exactly how many people are listening on the radio, but we can tell exactly how many people are listening online at any given moment. And out of everybody that was in last week, including me, the day that you filled in, we had by far our biggest online streaming listenership.
Is that right?
So, you better ask for a raise. Whatever they're getting you to, paying you to fill in,
I'm going to get 2 cups of coffee.
Exactly.
I'm getting 2 cups of coffee instead of one.
Exactly. Looking sharply dressed, as always.
Oh, thank you.
If people want to see Anthony's wardrobe, they can tune into our live video stream on Facebook. Just type in AM 970 The Answer. We're also on YouTube. And you go to AM970TheAnswer.com. There's a link to it somewhere up there. But it's been an interesting week. News-wise, a lot of interesting stories happening nationally and locally, but I got to take advantage of your expertise as not only a lawyer but a former police officer and ask your perspective on what's happening in Chicago. 66 people shot over the weekend, 0 arrests, something like 11 people dead. What is going on in Chicago? This is a city that is half the size, population-wise, of New York City, maybe even less than that. What's going on there?
The city is under siege. It's extraordinary. It's mind-boggling. I get so frustrated when I hear this because we talk so much about violence and gun control, and we have a city right now that had 12 people killed by gun violence last weekend and 66 or 68 people that were actually involved in different shootings that survived. Why there has not been any intervention across the board from everyone, including the United States government. President Trump spoke about it in the beginning of his when he first was elected to president. And he indicated that he thought it was appropriate to go in there with federal troops to try to take control over this. I'm not sure why that sort of died on the vine. But here we have a situation where a mayor is running again for re-election. His people are being slaughtered in the streets. And he still has a chance of getting reelected as the mayor. There's something bizarre about what's happening. I can't understand it. And why people look, it's an inner city. So predominantly the people that are being killed are African Americans, black people. How is it that the black leaders have not gone down there? Why isn't Sharpton there? Why isn't Jesse Jackson there? Why aren't all leaders, black and white, Hispanic, whatever, in mass going down there and protesting and demanding that something be done? I don't understand it. It's incomprehensible to me.
And is the problem driven by gang violence? Is that what it is?
Well, there's no question. The gangs control Chicago. I mean, you know, you talk about gangs from years ago when Al Capone was a gangster and prohibition was in effect. That pales significantly in the face of this. Those are things that were going on amongst some of the groups there. But this is extraordinary. Think about it. Well, if you look back over the last couple of years, it's constant.
It's amazing to me. And if you look at what the Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson said yesterday, he said that the deaths over the weekend were, quote, unacceptably violent. This is what he said.
There we go. Maybe if you turn your mic on.
It should underscore the continuing issue that we have with illegal guns and offenders out on the street that are willing to use them.
So he says the problem is illegal guns, goes further and says this.
So listen, it's no secret that we had an unacceptably violent weekend.
I'm not sure what kind of response that is from the head of the police department.
It's bizarre. It's bizarre that that's the comment he makes. This is not a one-off. This is not an aberration. This is a constant pattern of behavior and violence that is perpetrated in Chicago. The people in Chicago, the law-abiding people, are held hostage. Hostage by gangs. This is America. How is this possible? This is not a third world country. Why is it that everyone is not supporting the efforts to stop this from happening?
Well, look, the police superintendent says, don't worry, there were only shootings in four police districts. Don't worry.
These shootings are not random. They are fueled by gang conflicts. And we continue to send a message that it's okay to commit these crimes by not doing anything as a community.
Well, that's the police department's primary role, and the mayor's primary role is to protect the citizens. So he's making it sound like it's somebody else's fault.
Yeah, the mayor that incredibly weighed in as well. This is what he said.
What happened this weekend did not happen in every neighborhood in Chicago, but it is unacceptable to happen in any neighborhood of Chicago.
Well, so it's unacceptable.
Is that something to be proud about, that it didn't happen in every neighborhood?
Right.
It's not supposed to happen in any neighborhood.
Right.
It is absolutely mind-boggling. I don't understand. It's so frustrating why the black leaders, the African, why they are not there saying that.
Where's Al Sharpton?
It doesn't matter who takes a black life. A black life is a black life.
A life is a life.
Youth, right? People, young kids, guys, women, people are getting killed in drive-bys, and nobody's stopping this. Nobody's coming out.
You got to love that response from Rahm Emanuel.
Well, that's extra. No, but see, that he should be indicted for misconduct, for malfeasance. He is the mayor. He is primarily responsible for the safety of his community, and he's doing nothing.
And, you know, it's almost like he's Alfred E. Newman from Mad Magazine. He's not worried about anything. Right. Don't worry.
It's only a few communities.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not all of Chicago.
That's a great relief to the 66 people that were shot, that it wasn't widespread. You know, the interesting thing, though, is that they had a police superintendent that I thought had done a lot of interesting things, Gary McCarthy. He'd been part of the NYPD. I believe he was in Newark for some time, too.
Yeah.
And they made him a scapegoat for some police misconduct that was caught on video, got rid of him, and it doesn't really seem to have done much to alleviate the problem. If they put you in charge there, what would you do differently as either the mayor or the police superintendent?
Listen, I go back to what Giuliani did when he was the mayor of New York City. What's going on here? What's the mechanism that's being used? They're firearms. Mm-hmm. So the less firearms on the street, the less shootings there will be, the less murders there will be. And Rudy Giuliani had a gun squad. And the gun squad went out there, and their job was to just take guns off the street. And the shootings and the murder rate had dropped. It plummeted. But, of course, the bleeding heart liberals suggested that it was a violation of civil rights. Mm. You know, pat-downs, Terry frisks is what they're called, Terry versus Ohio, is the least intrusive means of checking to see if somebody has a gun. Now, albeit you have to have reasonable suspicion, but your suspicion doesn't rise to the level of probable cause where you'd make an arrest. And yet, even though he was taking guns off the street, people's lives were being saved. Mm-hmm. The liberals came out and argued that it was a violation of the civil rights. And the obvious question I have for any civil rights leader is, if a minor intrusion on the street of a pat down when you have suspicion about a gun saves lives. The lives of the very people that you want to protect because you say their rights are being violated. What's more appropriate or more important, to save their life or a pat down on the street? And I'm a I'm a student of the Constitution, so I'm not espousing in any way, shape, or form violating our Constitution. But there are matters sometimes that are so extraordinary and require such strong attention. What more than saving someone's life? We have gang members, drug dealers. Look, the police commissioner said, well, this is all about gangs. Well, we know that. Mm. But you're not telling us how you intend to combat it.
Right.
It's all about gangs. You have to take the guns off them.
And the way they're talking, it makes the gangs feel emboldened to say, they're not going to do anything to stop us. Let's just keep doing what we're doing. Didn't one of these incidents happen over the weekend at a funeral?
After a funeral.
After a funeral.
On a porch.
Think about that. They're mourning somebody who died, I'm assuming, from gang violence. And these gangs come in and start shooting. Why isn't if the mayor can't handle it, why isn't he calling the governor and going, listen, can you activate the National Guard and come in and just kind of sweep these areas to see if we can flesh these people out?
But the governor can do it himself as well. The government can proclaim that and go in there with the National Guard. And I'm disappointed to some extent because our president, he addressed it immediately. Within a short time after becoming,
he said in his inauguration speech, he says the American carnage is over, something to that effect.
And yet, there's no federal intervention in Chicago, and they need it desperately. And Rahm Emanuel has to go. The man has to go. It's amazing that he could still stay as the mayor of that town and make comments like that. They have this high threshold, apparently, where as long as it's not in every community, and as long as how many murders do you need in a weekend before it becomes an extraordinary event?
That's for sure. But so the question, though, that I have is here in New York City, for instance, crime has continued to go down. You know, after Mayor Giuliani left with his three commissioners, Bratton, Safer and Carrick, they said, oh, you know, crime's at an all time low. You're not going to get it much lower than that. Bloomberg and Ray Kelly, they brought crime even lower. Bill de Blasio, with his two police commissioners, Bill Bratton and Commissioner O'Neill, radically different policing policies in the de Blasio administration than his two predecessors. Crime continued to tick down even lower. De Blasio, you know, has been just as reluctant to use tactics like stop and frisk. Why has, in your view, crime continued to go down in a city like New York, which I think de Blasio has an identical policing philosophy, at least I would think so. I don't know. Whereas in Chicago, it seems that we're seeing 66 people still being shot in a weekend. What's really the difference in terms of why whatever de Blasio is doing with Commissioner O'Neill is working in New York, but why Rahm Emanuel, what he's doing in Chicago with the superintendent there, doesn't seem to be working?
Well, because I think what de Blasio says and what de Blasio's philosophy is not isn't necessarily how the police department is proceeding. I think the police director or the police commissioner is very attuned to what officers have to do. So there's a manner in which you can proceed to make sure that law enforcement is strong, even in spite of the fact that you may have a mayor that likes to talk about civil rights as much. So I think the efforts by the New York City Police Department have been extraordinary, and I think that's really due to a large extent to the police commissioner, you know, a very seasoned officer who came up through the ranks and knows how to deal with things without getting involved in the politics of it. So I think he's doing a very good job in balancing a very liberal mayor, but yet a city that needs to have strong enforcement. And New York's much more diverse, though, than Chicago is.
Well, you know, but we have gangs here, too.
We do, but it's a world city. It's an international city. It's the hub of the financial district. So it's different than Chicago.
How is the state of crime in Newark these days? I know you were Newark City, Newark police officer, and for a while, even 15 years ago, it seemed like people get shot all the time. We don't hear as much about that anymore. Is that because crime has diminished in Newark, or did we just get sick of covering that as a news story.
Well, I think there's this threshold that people have sometimes. You order, all of a sudden, as crime goes up, you have a threshold, and then if it levels off or it goes down a little bit, that's extraordinary to you. You know, you feel that's a real accomplishment. Mm. NORC has its crime, but from my sense, there's a lot of business coming in NORC. Mm. There's new buildings coming up in downtown NORC where my office is. So there has certainly been an influx of business people that are, there's apartments, there's condos that are going up constantly. So there has been some real improvements. And I think from what I could see, the renaissance that's been spoken of for 20, 25 years, that NORC's coming back, I finally see signs of it. So I'm hopeful. I got my fingers crossed.
Absolutely. Well, let's hope so. All right. If you want to comment, Anthony Pope is with us until 10 o'clock this morning. Anthony Pope is, in addition to being a distinguished legal analyst and a fine attorney, is a good friend of Joe Piscopo. And we're going to see when we return if he has any idea where Joe Piscopo is and what he's up to. But if you want to comment on Chicago, Newark, New York City, anything we're talking about, you're welcome to weigh in at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Anthony Pope here with Frank Morano and Al Gattulo. Here's Brandi Scott with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning. Off to a rough start already on the Jackie Robinson heading eastbound. The roadway is shut down between Cypress Hill Street and Forest Park Drive. That's because of an accident involving four cars. You are at a dead stop right now from Vermont Police. LAE westbound, that's got you stop and go between the Grand Central and Woodhaven Boulevard. Eastbound side, we've got a stalled tractor trailer right by Little Neck Parkway. He's blocking a lane. You're solid there from Douglaston Parkway. Construction all cleaned up at the Midtown Tunnel. Moving better there. Both the Manhattan and Queensbound tubes now open. And at your Hudson River crossings, inbound at the George, looking good on both decks. Inbound Lincoln, we've got that long-term road work on 495 eastbound. The right lane is out by Route 3. It's a 15-minute wait between the turnpike and the tolls. Inbound Holland in great shape. This report is brought to you by the Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? The PCA can help. It's a national nonprofit offering more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org for more info. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough here. You know I love history, and so do you. So I hope you'll join me this fall on the amazing D-Day Beaches Tour in Normandy. That's right, the invasion that sealed Hitler's doom, Omaha and Utah. Discover this sacred patch of sand with me. 10 days in France, luxury hotels, fine dining, fully escorted by America's leading expert on France and the D-Day invasion, Ken Chase. $39.89, and that includes your airfare from New York and your travel insurance. Cruise on the bullet train, stand at Patton's gravesite, visit the most famous crossroads in the war, Bastogne, cross Pegasus Bridge, see where the Rangers scaled the cliffs at Point du Hoc, see the medieval church where Private Steele was snagged on the steeple. Call my friends at Conservative Tours, 888-733-9494. That's 888-733-9494. Or go to conservativetours.com. All your sightseeing in Paris as well. I'll see you on Omaha Beach.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 844-47-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 844-47-BIBLE. That's 844-47-BIBLE.
If you own or rent a home or apartment or own a business, you could be saving money on your energy bill with Blue Rock Energy. Take control of your money and make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy. Summer is here. When warmer weather comes higher gases and electric rates. Perhaps the forecast calls for you to lock in low energy rates while you still can. Talk to Blue Rock Energy to make the free switch before electricity and natural gas rates spike this winter. Seasons change, but your energy rates don't have to. Remember, when it comes to fixed energy rates, think Blue Rock. Blue Rock's pricing for sustainable sources is substantially lower than most competitive suppliers. Call today, 877-280-4909, or visit BlueRockEnergy.com to learn more and sign up. In just a few easy steps and clicks, you'll be on your way to better and more affordable energy solutions. Blue Rock Energy, 877-280-4909, or BlueRockEnergy.com.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Joe is off this week. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo and our favorite attorney, Anthony Pope. Anthony, have you heard from Joe at all? What's he up to?
Joe, you know, I have. I heard from him twice. He is, last time I heard from him, he was in Reno. He had been in Vegas with the Star Trek situation there. He had a good time.
Star
he enjoyed
Trek
it.
Situation.
Yeah,
situation.
That
like unfortunate, you know, Star Trek situation.
It comes to, I just don't
those
watch it.
Those freaks and ears.
I'm not good with those type of shows. I like dramas and, you know, dramatic
comedies.
What's
your favorite show?
What's my favorite?
Television show.
My favorite television show. Usually I'll go to either HBO or Showtime on a Sunday. It's really the only day I watch TV.
Right.
I like that show, The Affair.
Uh-huh. That's very popular.
It was really good this past week. I do catch Power on Stars.
Okay.
Even though it's rather violent at times, but it's pretty good writing. And it certainly accurately depicts that group of folks that are out there doing those crazy things.
What is it about? I'm not familiar with the show.
Power, it's about a prominent businessman in New York, but has always dealt drugs, came up from Queens dealing drugs, then got into legitimate business, and this conflict of trying to go completely legitimate, but always being pulled back in to the illegal world. So it's a pretty good show. And, you know, the other shows that have been on from time to time, Billions and things of that nature, they come and go. So, but that's usually the only night I watch TV.
So Joe had the Star Trek situation in Vegas. Then he went out to Reno and he was filming a pilot out there?
Well, there's a pilot and it seems interesting. It seems to be something that Joe has an interest in. So, but, you know, Joe, if you're listening, I hear things about out there. What are you doing? Get back here.
I know he was on our sister station, The Answer in L.A., yesterday. He was with Brian and Jennifer.
Yeah. No. Well, good. I'm glad he's having fun.
He's performing tonight. He's performing tonight in L.A. I know that.
In Culver City, right?
Yeah, Culver City.
Yeah. Yes, why don't you fly out? He said, come on, fly out.
Hey, God bless him. He's going to be in Chicago, I believe, next Monday.
Right.
And so he'll give us a ringside seat to exactly what's happening there, this carnage that's going on there. But I want to take advantage of your expertise as an attorney. This Paul Manafort trial is going on. Yesterday was day 5 of this Manafort trial. The first witness was Manafort's accountant. Now, yesterday was his former protege and former partner, Rick Gates. And basically, he said that they committed crimes together for about 6 or 7 years, going even way back before that. Tax evasion, all this stuff and that. And the newspapers describe Paul Manafort as giving him an icy stare. Now, in your experience, clearly Rick Gates was indicted as well. He chose to make a deal with the government for preferential treatment in terms of sentencing. How much does that weigh on the jury's consciousness? Do they take the things that Rick Gates says with a grain of salt because he's getting preferential treatment by the prosecutor? Or is this kind of the most effective witness that the prosecution can offer? In your experience, how do these trials play out?
You know, there's an old saying, when you cast a play in hell, you don't get angels for actors. Okay, so when you indict somebody who's been involved in illegal activity allegedly, the people that are best capable of testifying as to what occurred and how it occurred are the people that committed crimes themselves. The question becomes, is there corroboration? if you just simply take the stand and you point a finger and you accuse somebody of breaking the law, that generally is not sufficient. But here, it appears as if the United States government has a track record. They have the documents. There's been somewhat of a roadmap that was given to them as to how money was coming in and how money was going out and how there seems to be some avoidance to paying taxes. So if the testimony of Gates is corroborated by facts and data, paperwork, documents, then that credibility is clear. Then it really bolsters his credibility. If it's just his testimony, a jury's always going to be very skeptical.
And yesterday, let me ask you about this tension that seems to be going on between Judge Ellis and Mueller prosecutor Greg Andres, who I've seen, he used to be a prosecutor here in New York. I used to see him prosecute a number of high-profile defendants in the Eastern District. But they, Judge Ellis and prosecutor Greg Andres, apparently went at it over Andres's efforts to question Gates about his foreign travels while using his passport as a visual aid. Apparently, Ellis was trying to speed things along and wanted to know why they needed to go down this path. One reporter described it as getting a bit ugly and uncomfortable to watch as Andres, the prosecutor, tried to speak over Ellis. Ellis, meantime, took issue with all the media in the room when several reporters bolted for the exits upon the first word that Gates would be testifying on Monday. It seems like this judge is quite a character. Is there anything that we can read into the fact that he doesn't appear to be suffering any fools lightly, be it the press, the prosecutor, even the defense attorney? Any kind of tea leaves that we can divine from this?
Well, it's extraordinary. I mean, it's a defense attorney's dream to have a judge that seems to be at odds with the prosecutor, because the jury sees that. And jurors will look at the adversaries, the defense and the prosecution, as just that. They're adversaries. They all have their individual position, their narratives as to what the jury should believe. But when you have a judge that's considered to be independent and is there to referee and make the calls, and now this judge seems to be at odds with the prosecutor, one would think it can only inure to the benefit of the defense and certainly not to the prosecution. But what I have seen him done is unusual.
Yeah,
it's very, very unusual, because that could send a message, clear message to the jury, that this judge doesn't really care for this prosecution.
And we're talking with Anthony Pope. If people are just tuning in, he's going to be with us until 10 o'clock. We have a host of other interesting guests in as well. David Burke, John Tobacco, Robert Spencer from Jihad Watch, and Steve Malanga from the Manhattan Institute. But Anthony, I've covered a lot of trials in my day, and I was always amazed at I'd be sitting in court, and then I'd read the descriptions of what happened in court, and I felt like I was at a different trial. I felt like they totally missed the mark on what was important, what the key details were. I'm always reluctant to ask people to analyze trials that they're not present for. That being said, 6 days of this trial going on so far, if you had to pick, not what should happen, but just your legal analysis, how do you think this ends up for Manafort at this point?
It appears as if there has been money that has been made and taxes have not been paid on it. That's for sure. I don't think it has much to do with his lavish lifestyle. I mean, if you make a lot of money, you could live the way you want to live, but you have to pay the devil his due. I mean, that's just the bottom line. Taxes are due and you have to pay them. And if you circumvented the system and taken loans out with false information, that's bank fraud. I don't think a jury is going to tolerate it, in spite of the fact that Judge Ellis seems to be, again, somewhat concerned about the prosecution and how it's proceeded. And I understand you want to keep a tight hold on it. You don't want it to get overly dramatic. You don't want to infuse things to a jury that aren't facts that should be considered. But you have to give the lawyers some opportunity to at least make their case. So therefore, my sense of it as of right now, there seems to be evidence that could very well support a conviction.
Wow. So let's say Manafort does get convicted. He could potentially be facing what kind of
time? Well, he could be facing 20 years. Wow. I mean, there's maximums for any of these offenses. Bank fraud has a maximum of 20 years and tax evasion. But it really depends on the numbers. What really elevates the sentencing under the federal sentencing guidelines is the amount of fraud. fraud. See, because fraud itself, bank fraud, will have what's called a base number. And that base number exposes you to a certain amount of years. But the amount of bank fraud is what increases the years.
Wow. And so what does Donald Trump do once Manafort is convicted? I mean, I can't imagine he wants his former campaign chairman, a fellow that he's known a long time, to be facing a 20-year prison sentence. Can't really end well for him. Does Donald Trump consider pardoning Paul Manafort?
I think that would be a major mistake if he did that. Look, it seems that the independent counsel would love for Manafort to flip, but I just don't know that he has anything to flip on. I mean, you know, it's one thing. What are you going to do? Say that the president colluded? You're going to say that you were present or the president told you? What's your corroboration? Where's your evidence to support this? See, in the witnesses who are cooperators, they go in there with baggage, okay? And the jury's going to tell, the prosecutor's going to tell the jury, listen, these are the people that he dealt with. These are the people that committed crimes with him. I'm not going to bring you a priest or somebody that has never committed a crime because they didn't work in concert with the defendant.
Right.
But you still have to have cooperation. So I don't know that Manafort, first of all, I don't know if the president did anything wrong. So far, I've seen no evidence that the president did anything illegal. That being said, if Manafort has some information, one would have thought he would have come forward with it by now. I'm sure his attorneys have told him what the risks are. And the better time to come forward is in the beginning, because if you're convicted, now what benefit you get right. is going to be far less than if you had saved the time and the trial and the effort of all of this and come forward initially.
Well, here, I guess, is how the president might be able to justify it. He could say that Robert Mueller, who shouldn't have been the prosecutor anyway, the independent counsel anyway, because he was conflicted and the attorney general never should have recused himself, said that this was a prosecution, this was an investigation into Russian meddling and into obstruction of justice. And yet this Manafort indictment, trial, and possible conviction has nothing to do with any of those things. So that lends credence to the claim that it's less about Russian collusion and obstruction of justice, and it's more about a fishing expedition to get all the people around Donald Trump. So Trump could say, I'm not going to tolerate this, and he could pardon Manafort. What would you say to that?
Well, he can, but if there's a basis to do so. If you really feel that Manafort has been unjustly prosecuted or that the sentence is unfair, then I can understand the president intervening. But an independent counsel has an obligation. If they find something outside the purview of what their investigation is intended to look at, they still have a right to have it prosecuted. Mm. They generally refer it out to the district in which the alleged criminal activity occurred and let the U.S. attorney in that district decide what to do with it. So you can't have a blind eye to it. If there's criminality during your investigation that's uncovered, you do have to refer it.
But they didn't refer it, though. Mueller's
they
prosecuting
didn't.
Them,
they didn't.
This
it's, it's his prosecutors, and that's unusual. And therein lies perhaps President Trump's position, if he chose to do that, to try to give him something else. I doubt very seriously if a jury were to convict Manafort of bank fraud and or tax evasion, that President Trump is going to pardon him.
Well, be very interesting. Let's take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about whether or not Donald Trump should sit down for an interview with Robert Mueller. There seems to be dueling views, even within his own legal team, as to that question. And I'll ask the audience, do you think if Manafort's convicted of tax evasion, bank fraud, or any of these financial crimes, should the president consider pardoning him? And what about what Anthony said? How do you justify pardoning someone that's been convicted by a jury for very serious crimes? You've got to pay your taxes. Why shouldn't Paul Manafort have to pay his? 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Here's Al Cattullo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
78 degrees at 6:39. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. A heat advisory remains in effect for northern New Jersey. The National Weather Service says that Bergen, Essex, Hudson, Passaic, and Union counties can once again expect heat index readings to rise to 95, even possibly 100 degrees today. The advisory is slated to end at 8 tonight, but expect clouds to start rolling in, which may lead to showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. A New York police officer being hailed as a hero after she jumped off an overpass to save a boy's life. Officer Jesse Ferrara Cavallo of the Hastings-on-Hudson Police Department was on her way to work when she saw a 12-year-old boy jump from the overpass. She immediately pulled over, stuffed first aid material into her pockets, and jumped after the boy. The boy was found unresponsive. Another off-duty officer named Laura Yakbowski also stopped to help. They were able to put a neck brace and splint on the boy and also check his airway. The boy was taken to the hospital with a broken arm, broken nose, and leg injuries, but he is expected to live. In sports, Lance Lynn allowed just two hits while pitching into the eighth as the Yankees blanked the White Sox 7-0 in Chicago. Mets jumped out to a 5-0 lead in the fourth inning, held on to beat the Reds at Citi Field by the final of 6-4. Stuck in traffic, Brandy Scott's got the answer.
Good morning. Some heavy slowdowns heading southbound on the Harlem River Drive. Your stop and go between Park Ave and the Willis Ave Bridge. LAE eastbound, that's solid right now. Approaching Little Neck Parkway, that's because we've got a tractor trailer blocking the right lane. He's stalled out there. You're solid right now from the Cross Island, heading westbound, stop and go between the Grand Central and Woodhaven Boulevard. Jackie Robinson Parkway closed on the eastbound side. We've got a serious accident involving four cars and a fuel spill between Cypress Hill Street and Forest Park Drive. All lanes are blocked right now eastbound between exits 3 and 4. You're stopped right now from Vermont Place and at your Hudson River crossings. Inbound at the George upper level accident just cleared. 20-minute wait. Lower level running at 10. Inbound Lincoln will cost you 20 minutes. Roadwork just picked up on 495 eastbound. Inbound Holland, it's a 15-minute wait. Alternate side in effect. Scattered clouds throughout the afternoon. Chance for a thunderstorm about 90 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy skies. Temperatures down into the mid-70s. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandy Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Dell. Dell Small Business Technology Advisors know there's nothing small about your business. That's why they offer one-on-one partnerships and reliable business pieces with Intel Core processors to help you get business done. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, Todd, Liberty Mutual just saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
What? Yeah, it's a lot of money.
Maybe I should switch to Liberty Mutual.
Visit us online to... Hey, stop echoing.
Sorry.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
Hey folks, Frank Moreno here. Summer is officially here. You're getting pool party invitations, you're getting invitations to the beach, but if you're like I was, you're afraid to be seen in a swimsuit because your gut is still a little too big. Well, that's where Dr. Melinda Keller can help. With her Brooklyn Wellness Center weight loss program, you can lose between 20 and 40 pounds in just 40 days, guaranteed. There's still time to get in swimsuit shape. Call Dr. Keller at the Brooklyn Wellness Center today, 718-234-6212, or visit her at weightlossbrooklyn.net.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Wedding season is approaching. It's here already. And if you're planning a wedding or an engagement party, a corporate event, a birthday or anniversary party, bar or bar mitzvah, why not consider having it on a luxury private yacht? Your guests will be impressed. The memories will last a lifetime. Let Francesca find you the yacht that is best for your event. She's got beautiful vessels in her fleet that can accommodate from 2 to over 1,000, and guests can board at convenient locations throughout the metropolitan area. We do our cruise every year with Francesca's Touch of Class. It is fantastic. The views are spectacular. But if a private yacht is not in your budget, then how about a private deck charter? Fran's yachts are fully insured, Coast Guard certified, and visit FransTouchOfClass.com to see the range of yachts in her fleet, and then give her a call and find out about your options. Fran will fill you in on the yachts, describe the delicious cuisine, and give you details of all the services provided. Talk to her today about adding that extra touch of class to your event. 212-385-9400. That's 212-385-9400. Or just go to FransTouchOfClass.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
Now, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
6:44, this is Piscopo in the Morning. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo, and we are very, very pleased to be joined in studio by the one and only Anthony Pope, one of the finest lawyers you will ever meet. Hope and pray that you never need his services, because it probably means you're in a lot of trouble. Another guy...
That's nice.
Another
what
guy...
What if you're not in a lot of trouble? What if you're just looking for legal advice from Anthony?
Or what if you just have a car accident or a slip and fall?
Okay. Well, that's
we
trouble.
We have a section
that's
that does family law.
Maybe you have a business opportunity, right?
Okay, yeah. Business opportunity.
Everything well, is doom and
if
gloom.
People want to get in touch with your firm, what's the best way to do it?
Well, 973-344-4406 is the office. It's in Newark. The primary office is in 60 Park Place in Newark. I do have a satellite office in New York as well.
So you do cases?
Because I'm licensed. Yeah, I'm licensed in New York and New Jersey. So
another fella who is quite an accomplished attorney is the former U.S. Attorney for the Southern District, Rudy Giuliani, who is apparently preparing a letter to Mueller expressing real reluctance over having the president answer questions about obstruction. Giuliani is apparently planning to send a letter to Mueller this week that will largely rebuff Mueller's latest offer of a presidential interview that would include questions about possible obstruction of justice. In an interview with the Washington Post, Giuliani said, quote, "We have a real reluctance about allowing any questions about obstruction." I'm not sure where the questioning really goes if we're taking that off the table. But if you were on the president's legal team, the president seems, by all accounts, really eager to give his side of the story. It seems like all of his lawyers are telling him, no, we don't want you to do this. Where would you come down on that?
Absolutely not. I would advise him not to sit for any interview. I think it's inappropriate. Look, you have an investigation that's been going on now for over a year. A lot of witnesses have testified. There is the possibility, even if you're telling the truth, that you could walk into a perjury trap because you don't know what the other witnesses are saying. You can make a mistake. You could have a lack of recollection. To be placed in the lion's mouth at that point, and to be answering questions, you don't have the questions beforehand. There is no reason, no legal basis that I could think of to allow the president of the United States to sit down with independent counsel. It's just wrong to do. It's lawyering 101, okay? You don't know what they're going to ask. He is clearly a target of the investigation. And when you're a target of an investigation, you remain silent. And you allow the investigation to go forward and let them make their determination as to what they're going to do without it. Because I could tell you this, if they had enough evidence to indict the president, and they can't indict him because he's a sitting president, but if they had enough evidence to suggest that he has done something to rise to the level of criminality, they're going to have that regardless of whether he testifies or not. All he could possibly do is make it worse and or put himself into a perjury trap. So
two quick legal questions on that front. One, let's say Robert Mueller issues a subpoena for President Trump. We saw during the Clinton versus Paula Jones civil suit that, look, presidents have to respond to subpoenas. What does the president and his legal team do? How do they react?
Move
in that
to have instance? It quashed. Uh-huh. I would move immediately before the court to have it quashed. The situation with Bill Clinton, and although one could argue that that's some precedent, but that was a civil action. That was not a criminal action. This is a criminal action. So the law is a little bit different, and I would certainly test the court up until right up to the Supreme Court. I would never, never advise the president to sit down with independent counsel. It's the wrong thing to do.
The other thing, the acting attorney general here in New York State, Barbara Underwood, said, look, you know, we're looking at investigating Trump and the other members of the Trump family for all sorts of crimes that might have taken place here in New York, including violation of the emoluments clause mm-hmm. of the Constitution, which says that public officials can't enrich themselves. Can she do that? Can the state attorney general in New York prosecute Donald Trump or a member, another one of the Trump kids?
Well, the Trump kids are open. I mean, obviously they don't have any protection in that regard. But the president is the president. You can't indict a sitting president,
even on a state case.
Even on the state case. I mean, I don't know that it's ever happened. And one could argue, well, the federal and the state are different, and they are. But she can investigate all she wants. But when it comes down to, if it ever did, and I don't see that happening, that the president is alleged now to have committed criminal acts, and she has a grand jury that would be willing to indict it, then that's going to be a real legal battle.
That's for sure. All right, we'll take your calls next at 877-970-2999. But first, here's Brandi Scott with the traffic.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Good morning, westbound Cross Bronx. That's got you stop and go between the Bruckner and the Sheridan. Bruckner on the westbound side, that's jam. Castle Hill Ave to Hunts Point Ave. Whitestone Bridge, very slow across the span, making your way into Queens. LIE eastbound, we've got a stalled tractor trailer. That has a lane out right by Little Neck Parkway. You're jammed there from the Cross Island. Westbound, also a heavy ride. You're going to see slowdowns, Casino Boulevard to Woodhaven Boulevard. Jackie Robinson still shut down on the eastbound side between Cypress Hill Street and Forest Park Drive. We've got a four-car crash there with a fuel spill. All lanes are blocked. Van Wyck on the northbound side, that is you on the brakes. Rockaway Boulevard to Hillside Ave. Belt westbound solid right now. JFK Expressway to Lefferts Boulevard. And at your Hudson River crossings, heading inbound at the George, looking like 25 minutes on the upper level. Lower level will cost you about 15 minutes. Inbound Lincoln, it's about a 25-minute wait. Inbound Holland, 20 to 25 minutes. Alternate side in effect today. Now you know how not to go. I'm Brandi Scott on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Every time I get an invitation from the AARP, I rip it up with relish. I throw it. I just tear it apart. I just like just it goes in the trash can with a big sense of purpose. Why? Because I joined AMAC. I don't want to join AARP. AARP was against the tax cuts. AARP sided with Pelosi and Schumer. AARP supports Obamacare. Well, Dan Weber founded AMAC. Less than $20 a year. This organization is now over 1 million members strong. I'm one of them. Go to amac.us or call toll-free 888-262-2006. When you choose AMAC, your dollars go to support your ideals, your values, like getting rid of Obamacare, protecting our borders, protecting our Constitution. Join AMAC today. Go to amac.us, amac.us. 50 or over, you're going to want to join AMAC. Go to amac.us or call toll-free 888-262-2006, 888-262-2006. Join AMAC today.
Hi, Phil Van Horn here from Blue Rock Energy. At Blue Rock, better rates are just one part of tailoring an energy strategy to your business needs. In addition to finding the right rate structures for electric, gas, and renewable energy sources, we explore things like LED lighting, energy management systems, and HVAC improvements, so you can conserve energy in a way that's unique to your business. Visit BlueRockEnergy.com today to learn how to get a free on-site assessment.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Hi, it's Joe Piscopo. For over 60 years, Rawlings Heart of the Hide gloves have been a staple in the game of baseball. Many of the game's top players, including perennial Rawlings Gold Glove Award winners Nolan Arenado, Manny Machado, and Yadi Molina, rely on Rawlings' top quality leather every time they step on the diamond. Traditional Heart of the Hide leather can oftentimes be harder for a young athlete to break in, but now Rawlings is offering a new Heart of the Hide R2G series that is ready to go and sure to take the youth market by storm. With 25 25% more factory break-in, it's game-ready off the shelf, and players can be confident knowing they have the same quality leather as the stars they aspire to be. What more could you ask for? This is the glove the pros wish they had when they were younger, and it's great for players looking towards the next level. Check out Rawlings.com for the new Heart of the Hide R2G series of gloves, in addition to their entire glove line, bats, helmets, apparel, and more. Rawlings, the mark of a pro.
It's the AM 970 Weather Answer Forecast.
Sunshine this morning mixing with clouds this afternoon, rather hot and steamy, the high 90. It'll feel more like it's over 100 this afternoon. There can be a thunderstorm in the area late this afternoon and early tonight. Partly cloudy, warm and muggy overnight, low 76. Tomorrow, times of sun and clouds, hot and humid, a shower and gusty thunderstorm around mainly in the afternoon, high near 90. Thursday, partly to mostly sunny, very warm and humid, high 87. AM 970, The Answer.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
This portion of Piscopo in the Morning brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores.
A couple of minutes before 7 o'clock, this is Piscopo in the Morning. Anthony Pope here with Al Gattullo and Frank Moreno as we collectively sit in for Joe, who is off this week. He's not really off. He's working just in different parts of the country than he normally is. Taking your calls about the Manafort trial, about this incredible violence in Chicago, about whether or not the president should pardon Manafort, about whether the president should testify before the grand jury. Or, we were talking during the break, I feel like a lot of people are kind of rushed out. There is such a Russia collusion fatigue among people that love Trump, people that hate Trump. I feel like a lot of folks are just sick of hearing about this. Tell me where you are. 877-970-2999. Let's begin with the one and only Charlie Finch. Hello there, Charlie.
Good morning, gentlemen. Mueller, who like Howard Hughes back in the day, has never seen in public, has just referred three cases to the Southern District in New York. Former Obama Clinton aide Greg Craig, Tony Podesta, Democratic fixture, and longtime Republican guru Vin Weber. Why? Because they took all the Ukrainian business away from Manafort. Manafort is not rich. He's bankrupt. He's going to get off. And Judge Ellis notices all of this. I wish you guys would notice it, too.
Thank you, Charlie. So do I. 877-970-2999. Let's say hello to Ishmael in Jersey City. Ishmael, were you named after the Moby Dick character?
Well, no, but I always like to say, I remember the lines, call me
Ishmael.
Ishmael.
Good. Yeah, I would too if I had your name.
If I may.
What's on your mind this morning?
Well, what's on my mind is going back to your original question at the beginning of the show, and I have to say it's not often that you get a chance to talk to a show that the Pope's on. But anyway, the question was, what about these I call them so-called civic leaders? Well, I'll tell you, I believe that these so-called civic leaders, Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, they're nothing but shakedown artists, and they go where the money is. There's nothing in for them. My question is, where about the local religious leaders, because they, I'm surprised, maybe they are, but I'm surprised that they aren't saying something. But and then, if I may just add the final thing, I hope someday that the song from Old Blue Eyes, My Kind of Town, Chicago, that'll be played with another meaning, with the same name.
Fair enough. Thank you, Ishmael. Yeah, you know, I think there are a lot of local religious leaders in Chicago doing prayer vigils, doing coordination of marches. The Blair Holt Peace Alliance officers, they're out there. So there are a lot of local folks doing it. I think what you're seeing, Anthony, is a combination of the obsession with focusing on all things Donald Trump and at the same time the demise of local media. And a lot of these local civic and religious leaders don't necessarily have the same sort of cachet that an Al Sharpton or a Jesse Jackson have. I mean, that's just my take. I mean,
there's no question. I mean, the local leaders don't get any real attention. I mean, they may get it locally.
Certainly not here
in Chicago, not here in New York or across the country. If Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton were to go down there, that would be a lot different and it would get some attention. But listen, the extraordinary, I think the feeling that everyone is feeling that has any compassion, any sense of what justice should be, is just appalled. And it's bizarre. It really is on so many levels that this is happening in the United States of America.
Well, it is interesting. Hey, coming up next, Iran sanctions back. We'll get Anthony Pope's take on them. And don't look now, but the West Hollywood City Council wants to remove Donald Trump's star from the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Just because he's a controversial president, does that make him any less of a TV star? We'll explore it next. Your calls, 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. You can watch us live if you go to Facebook and type in AM 970 The Answer. Here's Al Cotullo with the news.